Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
Robbie Knievel passed away, lost in the news cycle of Lisa Marie Presley passing away.
Ugh.
By the way, 54 with the look of a 75-year-old.
Robbie Knievel?
No, Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, okay.
No offense to her.
Rest in peace.
Do we need to eulogize Lisa Marie Presley now?
And Steve.
No, I'm just saying, but Lisa went from morning radio.
Morning yuck yuck.
Yep. Doing bits and hits and Holly Weird Ketchup. You know what it is? That's a good bit. Holly Weird Ketchup. And then the sounder is of like a ketchup bottle spraying.
Yeah.
I don't know how we don't have our own show.
Holly Weird.
The Holly Weird Ketchup.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
I forgot about the Holly Weird ketchup.
I did not. Because...
Do you have one? Are you ready to go?
No, I have nothing for you.
I'll find the ketchup squeezing sounder if you need it. I would say I'd hit one of these buttons over here where... Yeah. Our massive sound effects library is stored on upwards of 2 buttons.
Yeah.
But I just don't have the time for that. I'll find one, though.
I feel like the only way that you and I could initiate the Holly Weird Ketchup segment is if you steal on a Friday from the sidekick what was briefly mentioned as that gigantic packet that I don't know if you guys still get or print.
Oh, yeah.
With news stories and items. If you could just... Normally what you do, you throw it into the trash can because we all know you don't recycle.
Right. You print it out.
Yes.
Simply to throw it out.
Yes. When I say packet...
Oh, it would be...
It's 100 pages, right?
I would say 80 pages, yeah.
And that's every day?
We do not... I have finally convinced... It took me a long time to... convince some of those people that now look, I'm not some tree hugger or anything, as you heard in the what did we call it, the best of the year or the
year in review.
My big Earth Day celebration was to go out and cut trees down, so I'm not a tree hugger by any means.
Nope.
But I finally convinced them. I was like, hey, this is kind of a waste to just print 100 pages a day.
Yeah.
To just throw them out. Like, we all have devices where we can look them up on. And that, for the longest time, anytime a radio station, one of the affiliates, sent me things for the guys to record, they would insist that I printed out multiple copies of it so everyone had a copy of it. And I was like, well, I have this computer here that's hooked up to one of 9 televisions in the studio. I can just... put the copy up on the screen for you. And they were like, oh, geez, what are we, news anchors now?
Right.
So then we tried it. And after about one day, they're like, hey, yeah, this is pretty convenient. So
wouldn't it be?
I think I have single-handedly saved 5,000 trees in the last decade.
That's the same type of person, though, who's, I have a Kindle. I still enjoy a paperback, but no. Read on a screen?
I need to feel the pages in my fingertips. I like the smell when I open up a book that hasn't been opened in a decade.
If they were nerdier, they would be the people saying, I'm not going to the movie theater unless it's on film.
Even worse, the people that say, I only listen to my music on vinyl.
Okay. I am so glad you mentioned vinyl, people.
If I don't hear the clicks and the pops and the scratches, I don't want to hear it.
It's insanity to me.
No, those people are stupid.
Yeah. Listen.
This is probably something that I bet Shike agrees with us on. This is,
I'd be curious.
I think we have finally found the real tiny sliver of overlap in the Stephen Kyle podcast Dan Shike Venn diagram.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to him, hear him, look at him, acknowledge him. I'm just going to tag him in the poll. Is vinyl stupid? And then put poll and then at Dan Shike.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, and again, nobody else vote. So when you hear this, because obviously everybody waits to hear the context before they vote.
Sure.
So please, nobody vote.
I want two votes on that poll.
Yeah.
We obviously get one of them.
Yes, and we're voting yes, it is stupid.
Yeah. Dan, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Well, boy, now I'm almost talking myself out of it now. I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, I could see him being a hippie who's like, this is the way it was intended to be heard.
You know that Dan is an audiophile.
Oh, my God. I just... Wow, that one rolled through my shoulders. And it was the worst thing I've ever heard on this podcast.
Blah.
This was one of my many hot takes during Hot Take Summer, which, by the way, it is January, Steve. I'm going to need you to close it down.
Oh, yeah, I did miss it. The end of it was Thanksgiving, right? The end of Hot Take
Summer. Well, I think you opened it at Thanksgiving. I forget how it works. If you could really rack your brain while we're recording this next 30 to 40 minutes, mm-hmm. and maybe we can shut her down by the end of the episode, I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be nostalgic for everything. Nostalgia is fine. It's fun. It's interesting to look back and remember. Hey, remember the way Pizza Huts were when we were kids with the red cups and the buffets, whatever. That's totally fine.
Yeah, remember old Nintendo games.
Yes. And it's the same way that I would imagine my dad, our parents were in that generation were about what beer cans and even pop cans that you had to punch a hole in.
Yeah.
You know, some of those things are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Music, and this is, I'm not posing this as a question.
No, this is a fact.
Music is so much better to listen to today
mm-hmm.
than it ever has been. Ever. We're talking lossless audio. Like, mm-hmm. we don't need to put a needle on a piece of vinyl, which again, they also used to cover furniture.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm fascinated at how that works. I work in the audio industry, the radio mm-hmm. industry, podcast industry. I have no clue. Gun to my head, I cannot explain to you how putting a needle on a round piece of wax and spinning it at a certain speed produces sound. I don't get it. I don't need to get it. I don't understand how I'm talking into a microphone. My voice is going through a wire.
Right.
Going into a thing with a lot of buttons and then into a computer, and it's producing what we're saying in a digital format. I don't understand digital. Why is it zeros and ones? Where's the twos, the threes, the fours, all of that? Don't know how it works. I know how to manipulate that audio. I know how to take it and do things with it and send it and upload it and download it. You ask me how it all happens? No idea. No clue whatsoever. And I don't have any desire to learn it either.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if it were, now granted, Engineer Mike at the mm-hmm. at the radio station probably knows all of that.
Yeah.
Right? And
would be more than happy. If I went in and I sat down and I said, Mike, can you teach me this? He'd say, yeah, no problem. And he would give me a very, very, very dumbed down crash course.
And I like Mike. I don't know if either of us has the 6 hours to listen to that.
No, I think I'd say, Mike, explain it to me like you're explaining it to a dumb person.
Right.
Because, well, you are.
Yeah.
How's this happen? And I took like the classes when I was in college, so I should know how to do it. I remember my teacher putting like things up on the whiteboard that showed like waveforms and like the apex and I don't care though.
No, I don't. All I know is in general, I want to make sure when I talk, It's not going red
too
or
high.
Peaking.
Yeah.
But it's still there. You know, it's a delicate balance, but I don't care. I don't care the whys. And for people to sit there and act like the vinyl, well, you know, that's the way, you know, Ringo and Lennon heard it. No, they didn't. They heard it in their ears like regular people, not scratching through a vinyl. And look how they all ended up.
You think that's what caused it?
Well, I'm saying. Listen, I don't want to come out too strongly on this.
What would you think?
I would say, though, that John Lennon would still be with us if there were CDs back then.
Oh, boy. Maybe put that on the poll.
Yeah, that's going on the poll. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have an idea.
Okay.
This is a completely stolen idea from our friends Frank and Eric.
Okay. Well, they're not even. Are they even doing theirs
anymore? I don't think so. I think that they have.
You can't steal something if it's defunct.
Ceased operations.
Yeah.
But years ago, they did something where they did a, I guess it was a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter or something, where if you pledged a certain amount of money, they would record. They had a special episode that they were recording. I don't know if it was like, it's our 500th episode or something like that. But they got that episode. There's a company that you can send the audio file to, and they will press it onto vinyl.
Okay.
I think that would be cool, even though I have no desire to listen to it.
No. So are you thinking, like, you know, make some cash?
Oh, hell yeah.
You think people would actually buy a garbage? I'll put it on the poll. Would you buy a vinyl? And now what are we limited to on vinyl? Because, again, another flaw of this idiotic audio system that people seem to adore for no reason is that you're limited to how long?
I don't know. It depends if it's a... Because there's like 33s, there's 45s, and there's 78s.
Well, let's assume it's a 45 is regular, right?
That has to do with the RPM, the rotations per minute, and based on the size. I don't know. No idea.
Could we get ours, you said pressed onto vinyl, could we get one of our episodes looped onto an 8-track?
Yeah, of course.
The only reason I think it would be neat to have one of our episodes, whether, I don't know, pressed onto vinyl, would be, I'm guessing you can still choose one really cool colors.
Oh, yeah. I want purple.
And I want, can you do like a picture on it? No, because you need the needle to actually touch the vinyl.
No, I think that you can only have the center. Only the center can have a picture on it.
Cool system. I think we look into it. We've got a little bit of money in the coffer.
Yeah, what do we got? Maybe, have we gotten a deposit lately from the pre-roll and the post-roll ads?
We don't need to talk dollars and cents. You know, everybody just know that we are swimming in it. But I think we're doing it.
We're doing that.
We're going to make a vinyl of one of our episodes. Are we going to collect? I think we'd be better off. Doing a very miniature year-end review where we put like 6 bits on it.
Yeah, some of our, maybe the best of all time.
So the Surfer. Like
Surfer's
all,
on there.
All time.
Surfer's definitely on there.
We would go through, okay. So let's assume we can get 40 minutes.
Okay.
That would, let's say, 4 to 6 bits in total.
So there's going to be the Surfer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, we got a little while to think about.
So maybe the Surfer, come up with maybe some, maybe the Surfer was a 40-minute bit.
Maybe we can go through like the 33. Do they have like they have SD cards? They have mini SD cards. Do they have mini vinyls that we can just put the one big hitter on?
It turns like 4 times. All right, so we got the Surfer. So we're doing a Surfer vinyl.
Hang on, we still got time to think about this. Surfer,
yeah, Surfer. Hold on. Let me type it onto Surfer. Okay, so we have a note of it. Look, we got plenty of time
to come up with
content. We haven't even started. No. To think of all the my brain is just flooded with so many ideas that I can't get one of them out.
That's what I was thinking. Is that there's too many to narrow it down? How could we possibly be tasked with? With that. But no, I think we front finance that, and then we either do them as giveaways or, like, obviously hyper exclusives. What do you think we can press?
Not,
how many?
Not liking the idea of fronting the cash.
So now we have to fundraise before we even get these things made?
Well, yeah, that's what a Kickstarter would be.
How much do
you people pledge in advance?
Record. Because in my mind, I'm thinking this is something you would probably try to do.
You think I would?
I don't know. You're
gonna. Can you buy a vinyl recorder, a pressing machine? Okay. I bet we could get Shike to do this for us.
How much? Okay, so this is just on one of those question and answer websites. How much does it cost to press 100 vinyl records from 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. As of spring 2020. It's for 100, though.
Like $50?
And I'm thinking we're only doing maybe 20, right? We don't need...
I think we keep it as a
very... hyper-exclusive.
Very elite.
And
limited
one of them,
edition.
We get a frame and we put it up somewhere.
We autograph it.
Yep. Put it up here. Anywhere from $800 for the records only. Hmm. Upwards to $2,500 for, that would be record, full labels, album art, and some amount of professional mastering and quality. Well, we got a guy who I think masters.
We got a button pusher.
What do you do, Shike? Just tell us what you do. Nobody knows. I also don't even care if it's mastered. I want this thing to sound crappier than ever.
Yeah, we don't do any mastering or editing whatsoever.
I think
with
the
this
way
podcast.
I think so. A way we could do it's a mini best of, right? So we've got a few bits that we throw on there, but also I think we do some hyper exclusive content. You and I do 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay, some
maybe
some...
maybe the lead in to the rest of the record, but that's the only place it will ever be.
Okay, so
that.
Some hyper-focused tent exclusive to the vinyl.
Yes.
I'd even be willing to do personalized versions. So if we get 20 people...
Do one for each.
Do one for each.
I am happy to... I think it's a lovely idea. Mm. I don't have a price point to even initiate conversation.
$500 is the lowest we can go.
I don't think
this
we're going to have...
This is going to cost us $499.99 a piece. Look, we're just taking that extra penny just for tax purposes, obviously.
Sure. I am willing to say the individual would not work.
$599 once again.
The odds of you and I being able to send 20 different pieces of audio to be pressed on 20 different vinyls... Mm. Is probably more expensive.
Look, we already have a guy. Shike's in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
We'll strong arm him.
We have his number. Did we want to cold call him? And just
no.
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't want to talk to him either. Our vinyl records, like cassette tapes and 8-tracks. Can you flip them over and get more songs?
Yeah.
More bits?
Yeah, they have that.
So we've got two sides of this thing.
Yeah, but again, I don't know how much...
Okay.
Material we can put on them.
How many? Boy,
so,
we are...
Okay, so going back to the original idea, we have the surfer.
Mm-hmm. Each side of a 12-inch LP can play for about 22 minutes.
Okay, so first side we got the surfer.
Hang on, you forgot one. The intro.
Right. What's that normally? A minute and a half, 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm. And then...
The surfer.
Surfer. And then...
The outro.
Whew. Only need one side. Can we get a discount?
Yeah, can the other side just be flat?
And to make this so that people have to buy it, we need to go back and delete the episode with the surfer so that nobody can get it.
So it's exclusive.
It.
Yeah, exclusive to the vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, we have our idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it normally dies.
No, not this one.
This one's not going to die.
No, dog with a bone on this. We're gonna follow through. And by follow through, I need you to send a text or a DM or whatever to Frank and just say, hey, do you happen to remember the company you use or how you found out the place to press the vinyl.
Interesting footnote to that story. Mm-hmm. They did the Kickstarter, raised the money.
I don't know if this is more interesting or more fraudulent, but I'll let you.
I don't believe they ever actually pressed the records.
Well, you know what? I refuse to comment because we are a cure for the cure streamathon away from being investigated along similar fraudulent lines.
The money's still sitting right here. The money has not been used for anything.
I believe the most recent addition was that bag of change.
Oh, Jesus. Just dropped a bunch of it.
But look, we still have,
we'll have to find 20, it before
40,
the,
60, 80, 100, 20, 40, 60, 80, $221.
And a bag of
and
change.
And a bag of change.
I didn't realize we had that much.
Yeah. We still, I think there's some of it where we're not sure where it's from.
I don't know where any of that's from.
No, we have a...
We have a spreadsheet?
We had made a list.
Boy, your guess is as good as mine. I don't even know where one that spreadsheet or list is.
Well, maybe we just...
Oh, no. Nope.
Use that money.
Nope. Steve, I am not going to let you put that into the audio sphere that we are going to use donated money for a charity we had not decided yet to press our vinyl record that we have won. Nope.
Look, we use it to fund the vinyl record process, but then we pay it back with the benefit, with the money that we make.
Holy cow. I have a friend who did something like this. His name was Gerald Ponzi.
See, think of it like a big triangle.
Okay. No, I prefer to look at it as a multi-level.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Multi-level shape.
So you get all of your friends.
Everybody
gives, like, your friends work for you. Yeah. So they give you the money, which then you then take and pass up to the person that you work for. And then they take it and pass it up to the next person.
The basic idea is that if everybody listening to this could get three friends to also do that, eventually, we're all going to be...
It's stuff that you already use anyway. You eat macaroni and cheese.
Right. You like sausage links or like big... Right?
Express vinyl LP packages, 100 or 200 retail ready units currently shipping in just 7 to 9 weeks.
That takes 2 months?
Includes vinyl record pressing plus color printed label and jackets.
Okay. Well, we're doing this on the cheap. How do we cut all of that extraneous stuff out? I just want a black vinyl record. I don't want a label. I don't need a sleeve. Ship those things in a Ziploc bag as far as I'm concerned.
For your record weight, you want to go 140 grams, which obviously is standard, or 180, which is heavy.
The cheaper of those two.
Okay. For vinyl color, do you want black or an eco mix, which is a random color? I think we go random. It makes them even more exclusive.
Are they all going to be separate random? So is there going to be a blue, green, gray? Or is they all going to be some like puke yellow?
I don't know. Vinyl labels. You want black and white print or full color? Full color. Okay. That increases the price a bit. The inner sleeve. You want white, black, white poly lined or black poly lined?
One of the first two.
Let's go black. All right, that actually saved us a couple bucks.
Again, I'm willing to.
On the insert, do you want a 2-panel one-sided black only, 2-panel one-sided full color, 2-panel two-sided black only, or 2-panel two-sided full color? I think the 22FC, personally.
That's the 2-panel two-lined.
Sure.
Front catalog.
Right. Catalog. Yeah. I will include it in my album. All right. Yeah. Okay.
And we have to pick 100 or 200 of these, so we don't have any micro vinyl pressers who would do 20.
Do you need us to generate a UPC barcode?
No. What are we doing?
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, look at the eco mix. That's beautiful.
Would there be... Now, can you give me a single tangible benefit to having a UPC barcode on this?
I cannot.
But we're going to pay for them to...
I like the Eco Mix, I'm telling you. Okay. I'm going to pull it up on the Tron.
Is it cheaper? Is the Eco Mix cheaper?
I think it's about the same. But look, yeah, you get all these random colors. There's absolutely no guarantee as to what Eco Mix will come out.
Records are so stupid.
Yeah, not the best.
But anyway, hyper exclusive. You'll be able to buy yours. Now, do you have an out the door yet?
Oh, I do. I do.
Now, is this for 100?
This is for 100.
Now, this is for everything, like you mentioned, because you're going through the sleeves, the vinyl.
Includes shipping, DMM setup, excludes taxes, and up to 10% overage. Don't know what that means. for the low, low price of $1,657.
For 100?
For 100. So, obviously...
That's like 11 bucks a piece. That's not bad.
Right, and we're selling them for 40 bucks a piece.
You are optimistic that we will sell 20. No, I'm sorry. What would we need at that point? 25? To break even?
That. Yeah. Nope. I think we could do 25.
This is a losing venture if I've ever agreed with you. Let's do it.
We're in.
Is there any way...
All right.
25 people would buy a vinyl record of this podcast.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Podcast.
No, it was 1,600, so at 40 bucks a piece.
Oh my God, we have to sell 80.
Yeah. At least like...
That's not 80, that's 40, by the way. I understand my math is wrong before anybody comments. That's still 40.
Look, we got to sell 1,000. I think we can do it.
I'm going to change this number to 40. Is there any way 40 people would buy a vinyl record of this podcast? I think we're overshooting our audience by 25.
If somebody responds yes, send them the link to our PayPal and say
40 bucks up front.
Yeah, prove it. Oh, wait, but we're going to have to ship all these.
Yeah, and that's out of our own pocket.
It's not cheap.
And I'm guessing those have to be shipped delicately because it's stupid vinyl that can crack and break and not work.
Is anyone still listening to this? Not a chance. Did we have anything of any remote value to talk about today?
I wanted to bring a blast from the past.
What do you got?
Can we do that?
Yeah.
It was a couple of weeks ago. Now, for longtime listeners, you may remember these because we ran... I believe 2 pole badness march style tournaments based on these noises.
Oh, yes.
So 2 weeks ago, but it became the work was too much. The juice we were getting from it was not worth it.
Look, my gut was working in overdrive.
It was.
It just proved to be a real distraction.
Yeah.
When an episode was an hour long and about 35 minutes of it was us reacting to the noises that my gut made.
And again, I got a little tired. It was hard. I had to isolate them, find them, save them, whatever. Yeah. So we stopped highlighting them. But the one a couple of weeks ago, Steve, that happened on this podcast on the very first episode of the new year, which not that long ago, but if you do recall, we made it. How many minutes into the new year tech issue free?
7 minutes, I think.
7 minutes into the new year tech issue free. That's a new record. But I had to go back and pull this one to remind people of what's happening in your body.
Oh, this was me? Because I remember you had, there was one that you had made too.
No, but the only reason I know this was you is because in the original audio, which we'll play here, you say, you like try to get me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me tells me, you heard it.
Oh, I felt it.
It was coming from you.
Yeah.
So this is what it sounded like. Just if you're listening on your car radio, as you're listening to the podcast.
All right. So this is the one labeled regular, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me fill that voice.
Did you hear that?
I heard that. Dang it. I cannot believe.
that was amazing.
I'm at the top.
Okay.
You could hear, and those were the ones that we would seek out. Those ones that you could hear regularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me fill that. What's so interesting about this.
It sounds like when a drain is clogged, but it's just starting to become unclogged and some of the air is getting through.
You know what's amazing to me is Annette listened to this podcast for years.
Mm-hmm.
We played those a lot.
Mm.
Those did not push her away.
No.
But the one time two other guys from out in the other room come in to host an episode of Apples to Apples.
Mm.
Episode number one. And we lose her.
Yeah. Gone.
So she's okay with this. Now, do you think it's because, well, I live with that. I'm familiar with it. I've heard it.
She hears it.
Like I've woken up at 3 a.m. to that sound and assumed an alien was invading.
Yeah. She hears it on a regular basis.
But the chewing was just unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what it sounded like regularly. So here is that same audio with the actual noises elevated a little bit.
So this is ISO or boosted? Okay, so I'm going to go to boosted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me fill that voice.
Did you hear that?
I heard that. Dang it.
There was like 3 spots in there.
And the first one, I think I even missed on boosting it because I didn't want to boost the voice that gets in the way.
Yeah.
Let me.
Oh, man, it sounds like somebody's playing a little drum.
Yes. And again, this is all happening somewhere in your stomach. Now, this was 2 Saturday mornings ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big breakfast guy before we record?
Typically, on a lot of days, I don't even eat. I don't eat any breakfast before we record.
Let me posit a theory to you here.
What do you got?
So for years, you were, or not years, but for a long time, you were on the T train.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that was the quietest your stomach had been.
I see where you're going with this.
And you rejoined us months ago in the coffee cavalry.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something to be said? Because like you said, you're not eating breakfast, so you're a little bit of an empty stomach, but now you're throwing the coffee in there. Do you think the coffee has something to do with it?
Absolutely. And it's not just the coffee, but I use a little bit of creamer in it. And even though it's a non-
a little dairy.
Even though it's a non-dairy creamer, okay. Because I think it, I just use what Annette buys. It's like oat milk.
Yeah.
Even though, I don't know, I think that my gut is just really, really sensitive to it. Because I think you have a point there. I think you're onto something.
Do you think maybe next week we can try? And maybe, so I'm talking, what do you normally have for coffee in a day? Do you brew a pot in the morning?
Annette will brew a pot, and I usually have enough to have, I mean,
a mug.
What's this? Like
probably 12 ounces.
10 to 12. Yeah. I'll do that. And a lot of times there will be enough where there's not enough for both of us to do a full cup.
Okay.
But maybe we each get like, yeah, another 3 ounces or something.
So you're probably brewing eight to nine maybe cups. I'd like to see you next week if you could. And now, granted, I'm asking you to sacrifice your body here.
Mm-hmm.
Next week before recording, could you brew 10, maybe a little more,
mm-hmm.
to make sure you get a mug before we start?
Yeah.
And you can load up either your Yeti or that mug again.
Yeah.
So you can get a nice solid base of that black gold right in your belly.
So
we can maybe we can really test this theory.
Okay.
On the podcast next week. And then we'll just do a normal episode where we don't talk.
Right. Coffee soda.
And then you just stand up maybe on your chair, sit on your knees, and just hold your bare belly to the microphone.
Right.
Actually,
maybe that's what we press to the vinyl.
So I'm thinking 40 minutes. I'll actually swing my microphone your way,
uh-huh.
and you can just put mine right here, like right on your throat. Oh, yeah,
good idea, good idea.
And then yours, again, on your bare belly, so we don't have any clothed interference.
Right, yeah. I think this is a fantastic idea. You have a hypothesis. We need to prove it.
Right. We're scientists. That's what we are.
Yeah, a little bit of science.
We're trying to figure out exactly what could cause... Because I would argue... The throat noises, the stomach noises for you had gone maybe not fully away, definitely not as frequent, definitely not as loud.
I'm pretty confident that you have found the connection. You have found you've used sound reasoning.
It's exciting. So next week, I'm not saying a ton,
right.
I'm saying a little bit more coffee, get a basin.
Yep.
Please skip breakfast. I know I'm asking
mm-hmm.
a lot. Please skip a little breakfast. Add a tiny bit of coffee, and let's try this out next week. So,
not
Steve, the final version of this is always my favorite because hearing it in context is nice, mm-hmm. but it feels like it's going so fast. So being able to hear it isolated is so key to hear what's going on in your stomach. Now, I
pieced them together.
I did. I took so in the middle, you could hear kind of the in the original
little click,
the shock and awe. Audio reaction of one or both of us saying, did you hear that? And then the second alien emerges. So what I did is I just married those two. And I think that second one's a little bit more terrifying to me.
Yeah. Hold on. I feel like it's trying to say something.
Second one's got a little bit of like a tin can vibe, like someone's knocking on the door, like, let me out, you know? The first one sounds like most of them do to a degree. It's deeper, right?
There's the bubble.
Yeah. But that second one stands out to me because it was the tail end of that.
Yeah.
And it's really, if you think about it, it's a cry for help.
So something's down there.
Something.
Saying, let me out.
I'll put that on the poll. Was the second noise a cry for help? Again, that'll all make sense. Obviously, everybody waits to vote on these until Tuesday when the episode gets released, and we appreciate that.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
So it sounds like before, and what I'd like to get to before we head out of here today as well, Steve, is I want to recap the polls. Please, let's try not to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been...
We can do that right now.
It's been an eternity. Well, I wanted to recap our... Listen, this is a new year, and we already have way too many big plans. We're pressing a vinyl that we have, again, what's that list look like so far of what we're going to put on that vinyl?
Oh, let me, hold on, let me pull it up and we click over to that window. Okay, so starting off, we have the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we close it with the outro. So we'll get the bookends set up.
Yep.
And then right in the middle, the meat in the sandwich, we got The Surfer.
TBD.
Look, it's a work in progress. We have to find out exactly how much time we have on a vinyl.
This started with us saying how much we dislike vinyl.
I know.
And now we're trying to make a buck.
We are diving head first. Look, I hate it, but if it's going to make us rich, I am on board.
You know what? Rich or in the black are two separate.
Look, hey, just me and you here?
Yeah, of course.
We got a bunch of idiots that listen to this podcast. I want to milk them for every dollar they got.
These big dumb buffoons. They'll buy up the 40 minutes of Steve's belly on the microphone. They'll never know it. All right, we're back here. No big deal. So stand by for another cockamamie plan. So that, as of this year,
is happening.
So far.
Happening.
We are now...
Put it in a book. Notarize it at the local... Notarizing place.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call them. Local notarizers.
It's happening. By the end of this year, you'll be able to send out a Steve and Kyle podcast vinyl for the holidays this year.
Well, at the price we're charging, it's going to be a little bit out of the range. So to recap so far, and again, it is January 21st. Mm-hmm. Our plans for 2023 are currently make a vinyl record we're going to sell and possibly forward finance with crowdfunding, which I think is good work.
Do we go uncensored on the vinyl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another reason to buy in to hear one of us say that, you know, right? Hey, you got one?
Yeah.
You got one you want to unleash? Now you guys couldn't hear that.
Yeah.
Cause it's just a big beep. So we'll let your imaginations run just wild with what those could have been. We are doing the vinyl. We have every intention of going to live broadcast from a parade.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's a big year. I think this is the year. This is the year.
Yeah.
That we finally break into the mainstream.
We haven't talked about it. Maybe next week or in the coming weeks, we'll start fleshing out more of the idea of the night before Side Gig Live show in Grand Rapids.
I would love for that to happen.
Podcast get together. We just have to decide if we want to do it somewhere locally or if we want to reach out to our friend Kevin Steffi down in Kalamazoo and maybe do it there.
I was down in Kalamazoo last night. Oof. I should have reached out to him. What was the name of the club? Like the Monkey or something?
Up in Ruggers?
I don't know why.
Kevin, I am so sorry. This isn't fair to you. You sent us merchandise. You offered your facilities. Ruggers Up and Under in Kalamazoo.
Rubbers?
Ruggers.
Ruggers.
R-U-G-G-E-R-S.
Why was I thinking that it was an animal-themed
up
place?
And Under.
I was thinking like the Monkey or the corn something.
If you're down in Kalamazoo looking for dinner tonight, stop in at 7-Eleven West Michigan Avenue in Kalamazoo. Ask for our friend Kevin. Tell him you heard about it on the Steve and Kyle podcast, and he will have a special discount for all of you listeners.
He will, yeah. Mention Steve and Kyle and get... percent off.
Yep. Yep. Percent off or free appetizers.
Appetizer.
He messaged us that just a few minutes ago. Said, send him my way. I'll give him free percents and appa.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go all the way down there. Although Kalamazoo is it's a beautiful little downtown.
Driving
through there. I know that you, obviously you don't like it based on.
What?
But I know as we were driving through Kalamazoo, we were going to the beautiful Kalamazoo State Theater. Have you ever been there?
Did you have a date night?
We did have a date night last night.
Wow. So this is, okay, big news.
We had a date night. And we went down there with some friends. We saw comedian Nikki Glaser.
Oh, nice. So she's down there doing Kalamazoo. So a little step down from where she had been.
Kalamazoo State Theater. So we drove down there. And the State Theater is awesome. It's the first time I've been there. It's one of those like old school looking theaters. Like you can imagine old Shakespearean plays and stuff. Like just a really cool old like step back in time type place. Really good time. But as we were driving through the downtown, I thought, boy, I know who would hate this. And it's my buddy Kyle. He'd hate it. And do you know why you would have hated it? There's one reason in particular you would have hated it. Can you take a guess?
I have a very, very vague guess. I was just down in Kalamazoo, I shouldn't say just, a while ago, for a show also at the Miller Auditorium, which I believe is on the campus of the university there. So what I will guess is that it's because it's right by a college.
No, not at all.
Okay.
That is not why I think you would hate it.
Okay.
Reason I think you would hate it. The streets of downtown Kalamazoo were still decorated for the holidays.
No. We went to
trees wrapped with lights. Every window illuminated. Candles. Christmas trees.
No, that is a municipal failure on every level. We went to, last night, we had to go to a local jeweler for my wife's wedding ring to get it, whatever, fixed or looked at. And no surprise, the same municipality who waffled back and forth on what appears to be, from my layman's eye, the worst planned holiday parade of all time.
Still not sure why.
And you know it was still ablaze in the middle of the hardware store parking lot? The town Christmas tree. If that tells you the level of scumbaggery and garbage that this town is, that should tell you all you need to know. Hmm. I would be... That aggravates me now. It's the 21st of January, Steve. You have city workers who do that. And I'm sure it's the same trucks that go up and down the medians and they're wrapping tinsel around the light poles and hanging the lit trees on the lights, whatever. Mm-hmm. Get them back out there. The weather's been nice. It's the same dirtbag people who still have their lights on their house. And I'm looking at Shike, who's probably still lighting up that stupid tree every day in his house. Yeah. You're right. I would hate it. Would have hated it.
So is that enough for you to never go back there again?
I'm comfortable with that outcome here. Yeah, for sure. I have. I wish I had known you did this last night. I'm sorry we got so distracted by another money making scheme.
Look, we have priorities. Our main goal of this podcast is to get into the black and rip people off for their hard earned money.
Now, do you mean in the black, lifetime in the black?
Oh yeah.
Whoa! Good God,
we got a long way to go.
I would call this our Mount Everest.
We lose what, roughly $20 a month.
Minimum.
And if I factor in the cost to build two different studios.
Yeah. The equipment.
It's going to take us a long time.
We finance the equipment. Yeah. I don't think I got another 6 years in me.
6 years? If we're lucky.
That's true. We're going to need a vinyl scheme every 6 months.
Announcement. We have a minor price adjustment on the cost of the vinyl pressing.
So from already a very large amount, 40.
I don't think we're going to be able to do it for less than 75.
Boy, if you thought...
Plus shipping.
If you thought the turnout for the Winter Solstice Gift Exchange was a tiny bit of a letdown this year, wait until you get a load of this. I have a ton of questions about you and your wife and another couple down at a comedy show in Kalamazoo for Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things at these type of events. So Nikki Glaser is, she's not a family-friendly stand-up.
Oh, no.
She is.
No, no, no.
If
no.
you've seen her specials or are familiar with her appearances on, like one of her more popular bits was on Conan, where she was describing her downstairs region as a hastily packed suitcase with stuff hanging out everywhere. Yes. So she, like...
There was plenty of that.
You're right. So my question to you, because I people watch.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, finding a couple, preferably fresh off the presses.
Yeah.
Right? First, second date, still awkward.
Yeah.
But still, like, just want to touch her knee while you're sitting next to each other. Granted, I dated however long ago. Now it's probably, you know, third base in the comedy club is normal, right?
Right.
But did you see any of that? Did you see any? Because
I did.
At that stage, it's uncomfortable.
I did.
That's the key.
The people that were sitting directly next to me, there was a couple. I felt like there was some awkwardness with them.
Now, when you say awkward, is it because, there's plenty of options. It could be someone doesn't know who Nikki Glaser is. Maybe someone doesn't like Nikki Glaser's comedy, but they're coming because it's on a date, whatever.
Right.
Or, like we just talked about, is it maybe they were a little new and now she's getting dirty? How do you do that?
I think that the feeling that I got is that they were still early on in a relationship.
And I love that. I love it because...
Maybe the guy bought the tickets because he's seen her... You know, Netflix special or whatever.
Right.
And said, oh, you're going to love Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Now, my wife, she knew the name Nikki Glaser. But had no idea of the comedy. So when we first started talking about going to this show last week, I was like, hey, just so you know, I didn't want to undersell it. I was like, she's a filthy comedian.
Yeah, no, like, that's fair.
She talks really graphic about lots of stuff.
Yeah, she's going to describe sexual acts and her body. And like, it's kind of what she's known for. And I mean, it's part of the reason she's popular. It's,
right.
You know.
So I said, I explained that to Annette. She's like, cool. Yeah, no problem. Because she's not like, Annette's not going to get like, oh, I can't believe she said that.
Right. That was my next question because, listen, we're not like hitting the comedy clubs every, twice a month to check out the up and comers.
Right.
But there, probably been years for you guys. And so now Annette's a mother.
I just wanted to give her a heads up on what she was going into.
I would just feel like you look and, she's clutching her necklace and she just, like you just see her staring forward going, oh my.
Oh. No, but she was, she had a great time.
Oh,
she laughed at, the majority of it. It was a really funny night, but there were the people sitting right next to us. I just got the feeling that
a little fresh.
They were, it was a new relationship because you could tell that he wanted to laugh more, but it was almost like he was kind of holding back because he didn't want her to be uncomfortable. Like, no, oh no, no, I didn't find that funny.
Well, not
either.
Even that. It's because maybe it's my innocence showing through here, but maybe he's like, well, I don't want her to think I'm some filth monger.
Right. Exactly.
That's funny. That story about that sex act, whatever.
Right.
And then he looks over, she's staring at him like,
do you like that? Is that something you want to do?
But it's also, it's funny stuff. And again, it's fresh. So he's kind of like, I'm sure one eyeball is kind of jutting out to the side, be like, she left another one?
She under that?
Maybe that's something.
Okay, maybe I'll, if we go out for a drink after, maybe we'll get a couple drinks in us, and I'll be like, hey, what do you think about that?
Got a little detective notepad. Might be into this.
There was one point where I got, my interest was piqued because the people sitting right in front of us.
You were going to say Nikki Glaser has a Jeep joke, and I was about to say, okay.
No, unfortunately.
Is there a Jeep comedian out there? Is there a comic anywhere on the planet who's got a Jeep joke?
The Jeep comedian? There's got to be. I mean, there's definitely a Jeep joke. And it about like, they all wave at each other or something like that. There has to be.
Right.
But there was one point where Nikki Glaser said something like just remarkably inappropriate.
Okay.
Which is, again, what you kind of expect going into it. So it got laughs, it got groans.
Inappropriate or like socially inappropriate? Like, hey, can't say that, probably shouldn't say that.
Surprising that somebody would.
Okay. I had that moment at the Tim Allen show a year ago.
Okay.
Where he dropped, I'm uncomfortable, the R word.
Mm.
Which caught me off guard.
Yeah.
So didn't seem very funny at the time, still doesn't. Seems unnecessary.
So this was, yeah, it was just like a, you know, more of like a taboo topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it gets the whole range of emotions. You get people who are groaning. You get people who are laughing. You get people who are just like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that type thing. And the couple sitting in the row in front of us, a couple seats down, man and a woman. And I saw the woman drop her. She was sitting in the seat, but like holding her coat. And she stood up and threw her coat down aggressively and and got out and then walked down the stairs and then down, you know, into the like going towards where the restrooms would be or the bar would be. And it seemed very aggressive. And I thought, I think
that one got her.
I think we lost her. She's gone. But then 5 minutes later, she came back, sat down in her seat. So I don't know what the story was, and I would love to know.
Okay.
But it was not just a, hey, excuse me, I got to sneak out and run to the restroom. It was a out of nowhere, stand up, slam the coat down, and then shimmy past the people in the sitting next to her and made her way out.
I wonder if that's a, I'm upset.
She crossed the line. I need to go and.
But then you get out there, you take a breath.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have the thought in your mind of, hey, she's a comic, she's making jokes. Or if you're like, if it's more of a, I paid for this ticket.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back.
I don't know.
Begrudgingly, right?
Right.
I don't know what it would take for a stand-up comedian to do for me to say, it's time for me to go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not somebody who, like, I'm not offended by comedy. It's just, there are some of it that I'm like, all right. I mean, everyone thinks this is funny. I don't think it's funny,
right.
But I'm not, hey, you can't joke about that. Cause I don't believe in that.
Right. And it goes back to the radio show culture a little bit. And you can tell me if this is still true, because again, I can't find the time to listen.
Sure.
The production is
exactly.
Oof.
Thought about calling you actually.
You did?
There's an opening.
I just switched my number.
Okay. Well, I guess we still have an open event.
And where people would get laugh along with everything, right? Making fun of whatever, a city or idiot on the news, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But the second one of those jokes landed in your peripheral, mm-hmm. right? Someone you know, type of person you know.
Something you're into.
Exactly. It was no longer funny.
Well, yeah, it's the everything else is funny, but, oh, that one hit too close to home for me, so that's not funny, and you're
right.
The worst. Right. It's, I mean, if you're willing to laugh at something when it's mocking someone else, you kind of have to be willing to laugh at it when it hits too close to home.
Right. And if people with these items now, it's almost two separate camps. It's, I can say whatever, and I'm just going to call it a joke.
Yeah.
When it's not a joke. It's, right. You know, something directly insulting to a group of people,
right,
or a direct person. I'm just making a joke. Hey. Or the people who are maybe laughing at even that joke, but if it's in your direction, then it's no longer acceptable. That was always the crazy thing to me when I worked at the side gig, was taking those calls and seeing those emails, whatever, from people upset.
Yeah.
That a joke was made, and hey, I know someone with ABC.
Right. What sucks is when you realize that you're doing that, and because we've all done it, where everyone's firing jokes, joke, mm-hmm. joke, 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 you know, making fun of this person, making fun of that person. It turns on you, and you at the beginning you laugh, and then you're like, all right, now I'm starting to get pissed. But you kind of have to take that step back and be like, nope, this is how it goes.
Yeah. I think that's probably, honestly, the hardest thing not maybe being in comedy, but listening and following and wanting to be a part of the comedy world. That's probably the last mm-hmm. thing you learn. And it's not necessarily yeah. thick skin. I'm not saying you need to be thick skin and that you can never be upset or offended. If a joke or something is offensive, that's fine. You can yeah. be upset by it. But that is, and you can always tell, okay, they're not at that level now where they understand. It's okay to laugh at yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're sitting over here laughing at everybody else getting made fun of for whatever reason. But when it comes in your direction, it's no longer acceptable. It's, yeah.
It's a delicate spot sometimes, but, mm-hmm. you know, that's how it is. Luckily, in my case, I work with people that I trust, and I know that the goal is always to be funny. It's never to, you know, if the guns turn on me, it's never because people want to offend me.
Right.
Hurt my feelings or anything. It's because the ultimate goal is to be able to laugh about it. It's like a trust fall, you know? You have to trust the people that you're in the room with. And I do. I trust them 100%.
It's strange because did that mentality exist, you know, and granted, it's much less now than it used to be. But if you're paying to go to a Don Rickles show back, you know, mm-hmm. 30 years ago, whenever, and he finds you and you become yeah. the target, can you become upset? You paid to go to this man's so. Show yeah. that you know what he does.
Right. I wonder, though, because back then, I mean, it's so easy now to research a comedian before you go to their show. Sure. But you just go to their, you know, you go to their Instagram or whatever and you look up their bits or you look at the stuff that they have on YouTube that's gone viral. So you kind of know what you're getting into. But back then, I mean, sure, everyone knew Don Rickles, but unless you had been to his show, you had never seen his
You haven't seen the
material.
Bits. Yeah, you don't know that he's going to walk around that stage,
yeah,
pick out 4, 6, 8 people at different times and call you very, very insulting names right. and insinuations.
Yeah.
It's totally different. I don't know. You didn't hear about that back then saying, oh, I can't sure. believe they said they had to apologize. Don Rickles had to apologize for a joke. I don't know if that happened.
I can't imagine that ever happened.
No.
Hey, before we get out, do you want to look at the polls from the last couple of weeks?
I think we're like 5 weeks back.
All right. This may take longer than expected.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Stephen Kyle on Twitter.
I think we need to polish that up a bit. We need to spice it up. Maybe some music under it
or
something.
Yeah, we can throw a bed under there.
Do you think maybe you could...
Listen, you give me that audio.
Can you go to the lab?
And 20 minutes, and I'll come out minus a small chunk of my soul.
Right, yeah, because you leave a little piece of you in the lab every time you go in the lab.
But out with a really souped up version of that. It's going to be like if you, you know, put the, is the Impreza a car? through the Fast and the Furious filter. And so it goes in the garage as a regular Impreza, rounds the corner, comes out the exit door. Boy. And now it's got, you know, loud noises and
turbo
bright
pipes.
Colors and a big tail on the end. I think that's what you guys call it.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, you couldn't have nailed it any better. I'm going to forward that to you, and I expect, you think you can make it into the lab this week for next week's episode?
Boy, we'll try. You know, it's one of those when the moment strikes me
mm-hmm.
things, so we will see.
What you're saying is no.
No guarantees. I'm back to December 11, and I don't know if I remember these. I'm going to blow through them, Steve, okay?
From December 11. So no real commenting.
Not unless there's one that we have to figure out what the heck we're talking about.
Which could be all of them.
Have we had the most ideas? 78% of the audience said yes. Are we number one for ideas? 70% of the audience said yes. If you need to dip a cookie, is it a bad cookie? Boy, that seems vaguely familiar.
It does. I think you were telling me that if... I think we were talking about like shortbread cookies or something.
Oh, I think we're talking maybe about the windmill.
Oh, yeah,
cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steenstra's.
63% of the audience said no, it does not make it a bad cookie. Is a cookie candy?
No.
91% of the audience said no. Can there be a flow chart for sweets? 90% of the audience said yes. So we're obviously trying to figure out what is candy and what is a sweet and what is, you know, is the sweet the top of this, you know, triangle, again, that we talked about earlier, where everybody's just got to get two people to do the same thing. podcast meetup at a Yoki bar before the holiday. Again, this was posted on December 11.
Okay, so...
we just missed it.
Yeah. Well, what was the result?
74% of the audience said yes.
Okay, so, well, it's before the holidays still.
Well, there's always one coming up.
For 2023.
Is this the podcast where ideas go to die? 76% of the audience said yes. Scrolling up past a lot of the garbage gifts that people received. If something has happened, you did not receive your garbage gift and you were part of the gift exchange, please reach out so we can get to the bottom of it. Does everyone know about the Tommy Jeff slave sitch?
Tommy Jeff slave sitch.
I'm going to let you unpack it and figure it out. Because I remember
Thomas that. Jefferson owned slaves.
There you have it.
Okay.
74% of the audience said yes. I believe the overall sitch was that he fathered children with
that's right,
one of
with
his
the slaves.
Yes. Would Annette have been mad at Steve if he ruptured his Achilles?
So pissed.
82% of the audience.
So pissed. I can't even begin to tell you how mad she would be if I had to go to the hospital in any way.
Seriously.
Like, not concerned at all for my health. Just pissed.
Do you think it changes, though, once the official doctor's diagnosis
not
comes
a chance.
Down of,
no,
that's torn.
No.
It's bad. It needs surgery.
Even more mad, probably. So, yeah, it does change. She gets more pissed.
Seriously, would you travel to Kalamazoo, Michigan for a live podcast to celebrate the tri-half centennial?
Again, last
missed it.
Last week was the old tri-half.
60% of the audience said no, so I think we made the right choice.
Okay, good.
Should Lando Lakes change their motto to "We make butter, we make cocoa"? 74% of the audience said yes. Inexplicable. Bunch more gifts, a happy solstice, bunch butter. More gifts.
We make cocoa.
Bunch of candy. A lot of candy gets changed hands during the gift exchange. Mm-hmm. Love seeing that.
Oh, apologies to Robert, by the way.
We are wrapping it up, I promise.
Just lost him.
We're at the New Year's Eve. Should notes in our docs be a part of our tech issue free 2023 pledge?
Should what?
Notes that we put in our documents, because we had been talking about sometimes those notes of timestamps make it into the show notes.
Yeah.
92% of the audience are holding our feet to the fire, Steve, and they say yes. Those should be included. It doesn't matter. We already lost. We made it 7 minutes. Can you just say times change, people change, and have it make sense?
Yeah.
72% of the audience agreed, said yes. Should there be a two-person per name limit for your friends?
A what? A two-person?
Yeah, so you can only know two Bills.
Oh, okay.
Two Johns. And then if you meet a third John, you have... I would argue a six-week grace period where is John 3 going to bump John 1 or 2, or is John 3 going to have to be OLI?
Yeah, maybe some kind of battle royale.
Yeah. 77% of the audience said, yes, I think it's a good rule. Is a New Year's Eve with WandaVision and Ryan Seacrest by yourself happy or sad? 75% of the audience said yes.
That's the definitive answer right there.
Can you be fully aligned? Partially?
That's no doubt talking about the Comanche.
No doubt. 69% of the audience said, yes, you can. I'll never understand it. Can we steal garage door valor?
Yeah.
75% of the audience said yes. Couldn't tell you what that was about.
By the way, you sent that picture.
My neighbor.
Last week, the neighbor.
Yeah.
Is it still like that?
No, they had someone out the next morning.
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, if it was, they seemed like they were in distress with that garage door.
Yeah, it was bad. They tried a few times now. I know that look from experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a, not the spring. What am I trying to think of? The cable.
Broken cable, probably.
Yeah. Probably ripped cable there. That from a mile away, you could tell that.
Look, any amateur can fix one of them.
Right. And any pro or semi-pro could do that 4.5 times.
Exactly.
Should we create a garage door hall of fame?
Yes.
76% of the audience said yes.
Yeah, of course.
Is paint the town wine a girls' outing shirt? 86% of the audience said yes. Gun to your head, could you create a Molotov cocktail? You and I were struggling. 81% of
the
audience said yes.
I know it's a dark, dark bottle, rag hanging out the top, and a Zippo. The contents of the bottle, still not positive.
Will a Bud Light seltzer make a Molotov cocktail? 82% of the audience said no. Can a year-long pledge last 17 minutes and 55 seconds and be taken seriously.
So it was 17. We made it further than we thought. 17 minutes, not 7 minutes.
68% of the audience said no. Would you listen to our relationship and parenting podcast with Steve and Annette?
Mm.
If you want to put that on the notes for next week so I can see if you guys have an update. And if there isn't an update, I'd like to see you broach that subject this week, maybe even tertiary,
so
right?
Have,
like kind of on the side, like mentioned, hey, remember when you mentioned that?
So I'll have some kind of update for you next week.
66% of the audience, Steve, said they would listen.
Huh.
That is as of 2 weeks ago. Okay, we're up to last week. How do you pronounce it? Magnate or magnet?
I think mag.
The problem is these poll results are, again, from votes before the episode was released to even know what we were talking about.
Well,
people are probably thinking we were talking about magnet, so they might have voted for magnet, when really we were trying to say
magnate.
Which, again, I don't even know if that's the correct way to say it. We're still not answered. 92% of the audience, though, said magnet, so I think that's what we refer to it as going forward.
Magnet. Got it.
That is it for the polls.
That's...
Oof. Be sure to check your DMs if you followed along for the giveaway for a digital code for Devotion.
Yeah.
I have picked those winners and messaged out those codes to the winners.
So we had a lot of people that...
Yes.
...that were looking to...
And again, people, it's so easy. There's 3 social media platforms. Just go like and comment, or on Twitter, you retweet and comment. 3 on all 3? That's 3 different entries.
Are we up to 10,000 yet on all of them? 10,000 followers? I mean, this is the big march to 10,000.
Let me give you a quick count. Let's see. Well, our biggest is on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And
what do we got?
We're not 15? There yet.
Okay.
At 1,677.
Oh, that's about 1,500 more than I would have thought.
I believe our Instagram is the lowest, so I'll look there. Oh, 475 on Instagram.
Look at us growing.
So that puts us over 2,000.
Total.
Total. So we just need 8,000 on Facebook is what you're saying.
Sure. All right, so if you want to follow us, if you do not already, at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yes. Like Kyle said, check out your DMs.
Yeah. More of those giveaways coming as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back in the grind of responding to those promo emails that I never had.
Yeah.
So I will...
Look, how else are we going to get into the black?
Oh, you think that? That's what you think?
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you're interested in the possible vinyl...
And
vote on that poll on Twitter.
Anywhere between $40 and apparently $75.
Plus shipping.
Plus
shipping. Or you can, if you're local, you can pick it up locally for just $15.
Neutral location only.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's going to be at the subway around the corner or something.
And we still might have to hit you with a bat and then make you do 10 circles.
Yeah, definitely. That's obvious. All right, we'll talk to you next week. See ya.